Hello, this is Tom Brenneman, and I'm the poor guy who exchanges unwritten, unrehearsed comments five mornings a week with 400 or 500 guests at a restaurant on Vine Street in Hollywood called, strangely enough, Brenneman. This conversational barrage goes out over the air as breakfast in Hollywood. The darndest things happen there. And in this souvenir album, we've gathered a few of the highlights. Above all else, I think they prove that there's nothing so precious to an American as his or her sense of humor. For instance, have a listen to an incident that happened not too long ago.
Your name is Mrs. Beatrice Gould, Los Angeles.
Mrs. Beatrice Gould from Los Angeles?
That's right.
How long have you lived in Los Angeles, Mrs. Gould?
Oh, an awful lot of years. About 22, something
22,
like that.
22, where were you born?
In New York.
Uh-huh, you're from New York City?
That's right.
Well, what part of New York City were you born?
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Well, don't ask me how old I was when I came here.
No, I won't.
I don't care.
Huh?
I don't care.
Well, I wouldn't ask that.
Why?
Well, why should I? You've been here for 20 years, you say.
22. Come on, trick me. Fun.
You've heard this program before.
I sure have.
Well, I won't trick you at all. I'll just ask you, how old
Fine.
Are you?
Fine. 34.
34, there. So you're a good scout, too, but you don't look like you're 34 years old.
Well, I don't feel like it. I don't know how you're supposed to feel when
Tell
you're
34. Tell me, Mrs. What's the name again?
Gould.
Mrs. Gould.
That's right.
You have a family?
I do.
How many children?
Two.
Two.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Boy and girl?
Both boys.
Both boys.
Uh-huh.
How old are the boys?
4 and 15.
Hmm. Gee, that's well. What does Mr. Gould do? What is his business?
He works at North American Aviation.
Not North America.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing they can't see it.
Yeah, I like to see her nod her head like that in the flower box. Well, you're a mighty good scout, Miss Gould. And you've won our wishing ring.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
I
really,
bet you
I
have
am.
A wish, too.
I do.
There's the ring.
Oh, how lovely. Mm-hmm. I'm really thrilled.
Are you now?
Uh-huh. Now, don't let me say it again. That's been three
She wouldn't
times
be nice
already.
If she had a little bell on top of her head like that. That's the way my mother does. My mother emphasizes.
She does?
Yeah, well, she says this way. We'll shake her head that way.
That's nice.
Let me put the finger, the
if
ring.
It'll get on my finger.
Oh,
it's
sure.
Wiggling.
It's wiggling? Oh, no.
Oh, that's well.
Now,
that's fine.
Now, what's your wish, Miss Gould?
Well, I do hope that my husband won't have any more trouble with his kidneys anymore.
A day I'll never forget is the day I walked up to one of our guests and asked... Who are you, please?
I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
What?
I'm from Newark, New Jersey. My name is Bertha Abramowitz.
Bertha Abramowitz?
Yes, from Newark, New Jersey.
Well, how nice.
How many times I have to tell you?
Huh?
From Newark, New Jersey.
From Newark, New Jersey?
Yes, dear.
The Newark, New Jersey?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Not from New York.
Huh?
From Newark, New Jersey.
What are you laughing about? She at least knows where she's from. You're not from New York.
I got a lot of mosquitoes there.
You're not from New York.
No.
No.
From Newark, New Jersey.
As if that weren't enough, this followed.
Who are you?
Fading Sweetie.
Huh?
Fading Sweetie.
Sweetie?
Sweetie.
You can talk plainer than that. Oh, how do you spell that name?
T-W-E-E-D-Y.
Oh, Sweetie. Mm-hmm. Say, is your first name.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's it. What was, are you Mrs. Sweetie?
Yes.
What was your maiden name?
Hostetler.
With Hostetler and she married her Tweety. The folks who win our wishing ring make the most unusual wishes. One morning I greeted the winner, an attractive 15-year-old miss, this way.
Well, here, honey, I want to put the wishing ring on your finger. That's it. That's nice.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I'll make your wish. And we'll wish along with you.
Well, I first came here, I couldn't think of a wish. And, I mean, I wished I would wish the wishing ring, but now I can't think of anything. Oh, I know.
When you first came
know.
Here, you were wishing that you'd win the wishing ring.
Yeah.
Now that you've won the wishing ring, can't think of a wish.
No. Yes. Oh, well, this is kind of silly, but...
Yes, that's fine.
I wish that I could get Frank Sinatra's autograph.
Tell me, Pat, what has Sinatra got that I haven't got?
Well, he's...
That's all right, honey, fine. By golly, we'll get Frank Sinatra's autograph for it.
We've visited around a lot with our Mike on Breakfast in Hollywood. Some of the folks are very nervous, and others are... Well, I'll let you decide for yourself. One woman, when I asked her name, replied...
Mrs. Edward Blomfield, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, that's nice, Mrs. Blomfield. Do you, what chance, happen to hear our little program back there?
I hear it every morning.
Oh, do you?
I do, and my next-door neighbor, Mrs. Watson in Minneapolis, is listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And... He's 79 years of age. He's been my next-door neighbor for many years, a wonderful woman. Partially blind, but she's made many hooked rugs, and when she hadn't the strength to make hooked rugs, she now is knitting Afghans.
Mm-hmm.
And we love her very much.
Well, that's nice. You visit with her every morning, do you?
Not every morning, but a great many mornings.
Great many mornings. Mm-hmm. What do? Stand over the back fence and
that's
talk?
That's right. We plant morning glory seeds in the spring along the fence and...
Mm-hmm. And just chat over
the fence. Chat over the fence, that's right.
Well, we know who does the most talking, I'm telling you that.
There must be an easier way to make a living than getting involved in complications like the one on tap now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You are?
Mary Flynn from Redwood City, California.
Well, how are you, Mary?
I'm fine, thank
you. Took you a long time to respond when I called your number.
I stole somebody else's.
You stole somebody
mm-hmm.
else's?
Mm-hmm.
Well, whose number did you steal?
Mrs. Lee Pellini.
Well, didn't she want to come out?
No, she's bashful.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
You're not?
No.
No. I want to... Why are you wearing the sunglasses this morning, Miss Flynn?
Oh, I'll take them off.
You don't have to take them off, of course. No, put them back on.
Oh, I was out late last night.
You were out late last night.
I'm on a vacation.
Believe me, you look it, too. You were on a vacation?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Where did you go last night, Miss Flynn?
I don't remember.
Faintest recollection of where you were last night?
No.
Well, where did you start? You must have started somewhere.
I started from home.
You started from home? What time did you get home? Back home?
I can't tell. My mother might be listening.
Your mother might be listening? In Redwood City.
In Redwood
mm-hmm.
City.
You've done all the damage now, honey. Well, that's fine. What do you do up there? Do you work?
I can't tell.
Oh, can't tell.
It's a military secret.
It's a military secret. All right. You can't see very good either. Well, honey, there's the wishing ring you've won. Have you ever heard the ceremony?
No.
No.
Work.
Well, fine. All right. I want to put it on your finger. I got you, see. Then we'll ask you to make a wish. And everybody along our blue network will wish along with you.
Do I have to tell my wish?
Yes,
aloud?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a husband.
I don't know what there is about me that makes some women nervous, but it's the truth. For instance, one sunny morning, in my most affable manner, I cheerily said to a charming guest,
"Hello, and what is your name?"
Cordelia Graven.
Well, stand over here, will you, Cordelia? I want to interview you a little bit. You don't mind?
No.
Where do you live?
I have no secrets.
Oh, haven't you?
No.
Well, it wouldn't do any good to have secrets around here, would it?
No.
Where do you live, Cordelia?
Here in California.
Graven?
Yes, sir.
Graven.
Uh-huh.
What part of California?
In Los Angeles.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. You live in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Are you a native daughter, Cordelia?
No.
No, where are you born?
Marion, Indiana. No, not Marion, but in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
About 30 miles from, 20, I don't know where I'm born.
I'm sure if you don't know, I wouldn't know. You do know that you were born.
Yes.
Uh huh. Some part of Indiana.
Yeah, some part.
Where were you married, Cordelia?
In Kokomo.
In Kokomo, Indiana?
Yes, sir.
You remember that, of course.
Oh, sure.
Where did you meet Mr. Graven?
In Converse.
In Converse? Well, how far from Converse is the place that you were born?
Oh, about 5 miles.
You were born about 5 miles from Converse, and that's where you met Mrs. Then you went to Kokomo to get married.
That's right.
Where did you go on your honeymoon? Huh?
Just around the corner.
The fact that all of us at Brenneman's, the guests and I, have been up since dawn never seems to dampen spirits. Else, how could this sort of thing happen? What's your name?
I'm just dying to talk. Who are you?
Mr. Jacklin.
Where are you from, Jack?
Me? Massachusetts.
What's your first name?
Edgar.
Edgar?
Yes, sir.
Jacklin.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Mister.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad you made that clear.
Thank you very much. Yes.
It's his 50th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, me and my wife, too.
Well, that's good. Well, Mr. Jackson, it's been very discouraging. It would have been very discouraging to live 50 years by yourself, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I didn't experience it.
Yeah, tell me, who's the boss in your house?
There's only one.
Yeah.
Tain't me.
The only time he gets a chance to talk is when you lead him out. Is that it, Miss
Jackson? Well, I never give him any change or money or anything like that because he's not safe.
He's not safe?
No.
You mean he spends, gets any spare change and he spends
sure.
It. Where were you married 50 years ago today?
Cambridge, Mass.
Well, isn't that grand? Do you have a family? Children?
Three children, mm-hmm. 8 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. Yeah. Excuse me, I got a cold.
Well, that's perfectly all right.
Yeah.
That's perfectly all right. Well, who does most of the talking in your house?
Oh, Lord, he does.
I get a big thrill out of the spot in Breakfast in Hollywood where we award an orchid to the oldest guest present. We've had them as old as 105. And without exception, I can say that they're the grandest bunch of ladies I've ever met. Come on along with me and I'll introduce you to one of our younger winners. As we get to the restaurant, you'll find me announcing that
83 is the winner. Well, here she is. She's out already. Well, hello there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank
you. Well, come on, tell us who you are.
I'm Maddie Livingston.
Well, come on, Maddie. Come on out here once you meet the ladies. And where do you live, Mrs. Livingston?
I live on Grand Avenue.
In Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Uh-huh. Well, here she is, ladies, and she's 83. Well, if you care, she can lean right against the booth there. And
I can stand up.
You can stand by yourself. All right. Well, Gildersleeve had to do a little lean act there a moment ago, you know.
Yes, well, I know.
How long have you lived in Los Angeles?
I came here in 1911
mm-hmm.
from Cleveland, Ohio.
From Cleveland?
Yes.
That's where you were born?
No, I was born on a farm near Warren, Ohio.
Well, we chatted along like that until the conversation took this turn.
Now, to get back to you, Miss Downs. You said...
Livingston now.
Oh, Livingston now. Oh, pardon me. I see. Tell me, where did you marry Mr. Livingston? Where did you meet him?
In Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. In Los Angeles.
Yes. Married him 5 years ago.
Well, that's well. All right.
I was rather old bride, but...
Huh?
We were rather an old couple, but then we're very happy.
Sure you're very happy. You bet you're very happy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. How old is Mr. Livingston?
He'll be 82 the 4th of May.
82. And you're 83. Mm-hmm. Tell me, Mrs. Livingston, do you have any hobbies?
Oh, I don't know, unless it could be poetry.
Oh, you write poetry?
Oh, I write jingles.
Do you? Well, what do you know? You just jingle to write them off like that?
Yes.
Can you? Mm-hmm. You don't happen to have one sticking up here somewhere that might make a little sense for the radio?
Oh, yes, I've got a lot of them.
Well, just give me one, a jingle.
Just a little one?
Yes.
My hair's gray,
mm-hmm.
and I'm almost blind.
Yes.
And the days of my youth are far behind. My neck is so stiff, I can't turn my head. And I'm getting so deaf, I can't hear half what's said. And my legs are so wobbly, I can hardly walk. But thank the Lord, I still can talk.
Yeah!
Believe it or not, the following type of thing can and does happen at Brenneman's. A guest and I were talking. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
I am Mrs. Philip Powell from Claremont and Newport, New Hampshire.
From Claremont and Newport.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Are they close by?
That's close, right. 10 miles.
10 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you mean you live in both places?
Well, part-time.
Well, now, explain that to me, will you, Mrs. Powell?
Well.
Would you like a chair, honey?
My knees are wobbling.
Yes, let me see. They are, too. Would you like to sit down, honey? Yeah. No. Now, Miss Powell, tell us, why do you live part-time in Claremont and part-time in Portsmouth, you say?
Newport.
Newport. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, explain that to us, will you?
Well, I come from Claremont. My husband comes from Newport.
You come from Claremont, and your husband lives in Newport. It's a little inconvenient, isn't it, that way? I mean...
Well, you see, my husband used to be on the fire department, so
yes.
He had to live in Newport.
Yes.
And he had to be in Newport at all the time for calls.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And you, meanwhile, you were in Claremont.
Well, it was rather inconvenient to have a call come through about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Then go from Newport to convenience to fire department. I mean, to Claremont to fire department. Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Well, now tell me this. When is your husband in Newport and when is he in Claremont?
Can't we just let it go at that?
No, I want to get this thing unraveled right now. You say you're a few months you live in Claremont and a few months you live in Newport.
That's right.
Your husband is in Newport most of the time.
Not most of the time.
Well, he should be there. Where is the fire department?
In Newport.
In Newport. Well, what in the world is he doing in Claremont?
That's where I am most of the time.
You have a family, Mrs. Powell? Do you have any children?
No.
No children? Well, do you have... Look, now, you mind your own business. Well, come on, Miss Powell. I'll get you out of this. It's a tight spot, isn't it? Huh?
It surely is.
Well,
for you, Mr. Bell.
Could you just stand up now and steady yourself? I'll put the wishing ring on your finger, and we'll ask you to make a wish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your wish, Miss Powell?
I wish that I could have a baby.
You want the child in Claremont or Newport?